So, we usually like to start the night off with someone in the Nerdalogs or very close to the Nerdalogs, and we're going to keep with that tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mary Beth Smith!
I, for one, think Dwight should get credit if Dwight does a great job, which I think he's going to, so... One summer night in 2007, on my one night off that week from working at a math and science camp, a pair of fellow counselors and I did the only reasonable thing for three single college-age friends to do in a small town in South Carolina on a Friday night. We double-featured both the movies, playing at the Carmike Cinema Twin. As we made the 15-minute walk into town from the school where the camp was held, we unpacked our excitement for the night's offerings. My brother had really pumped me up for Michael Bay's Transformers. We're both fans of the series and its toys as kids, and I was a big Even Stevens head. I consumed everything that Disney had to offer for years, and thus was probably even more excited for the second entry of the $4 double feature, Pixar's latest Ratatouille. The shitty Miniplex AC was no match for the wet heat of the South Carolina Piedmont, and likewise, the shitty Miniplex speakers were constantly blown out by the subtleties of Michael Bay's filmmaking. And only a tad ways into Transformers, I was hot and underwhelmed, and there was still so much movie left. I think I'll always love Shia and think that robot vehicles are cool, but man, that movie sucked. I questioned what others had liked about Transformers that I missed as I settled in to watch Ratatouille. The air still is thick as if we were actually in the French kitchen Remy was cooking in. I still felt uninterested in what this film had to offer. I thought for sure that the studio that brought me one of my favorite childhood films in Toy Story and taught me how to cry at movies in Toy Story 2 would bring the perfect salve for put the cube in my chest, Sam. Maybe it's because it was hot and I just sat through Transformers, but I did not like Ratatouille. This is the first time I can remember really disliking a couple of new movies, just firmly leaving them thinking, no thanks. I hadn't really grown up a movie person, but after spending my freshman year of college in awe of my sweet mate Katie's film knowledge and love of so many specific franchises and directors, I had spent the entire summer after that making my way through whatever classics I deemed important. Citizen Kane, Some Like It Hot, Raiders, and Last Crusade, because for some reason we'd only had a copy of Temple of Doom when I was a kid. I vowed not to rewatch movies I'd already seen to make a dent in the vast, great movie catalog that I'd only toe-dipped in the past. I liked some more than others, but that double feature was the first time I'd felt discerning of things as other people were critiquing them, while I was paying attention to the critics' and audiences' responses. The next school year, Katie would continue my education, including my first watch of the entire Star Wars franchise, and we got to like and not like movies as they were released. At the end of that summer, almost exactly 10 years ago, I saw what I still count as my favorite movie for the first time. I was in Philly, my parents were being history tourists, but I had insisted I wanted to see the movie since I had seen the leads perform on a late night show and it wasn't playing in our shitty small town. I've seen once an innumerable number of times since then, in spite of my continuing to strive for a first watch on as many movies as possible. John Carney's Irish musical was exactly the creative-hearted project I needed to see as a young college student new to what I thought of as a great movie. The antithesis of the letdown double feature. I showed it to everyone I could in college, and I still talk about it enough that multiple members of Cover Stories who host this show have asked me to join them performing Falling Slowly at a Your Stories event. Last month, my fiancé took me to one of the most beautiful settings in the film to pop the old cue. Once doesn't mean as much to him as it does to me, but having opinions about movies is probably our favorite shared hobby. I don't know what our relationship would look like if I hadn't hated Transformers so much. I don't know if we would be together at all if I hadn't fallen for movies so hard that summer 10 years ago. I do know it would have been especially clunky for us to get together if I still hadn't seen Star Wars. And I know that I can't wait to keep watching and telling stories together. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Yeah, Transformers is just like a fart wrapped in cancer. So, but really, it was awesome that she got engaged in that. Give her a round. Her and Eric, not the guy that hosts this, but her and Eric are great together.